covered by your mercy. Your blood has made me free. Draw me to you and set my heart on fire. I wanna know you, God, you're presence overtake my heart. God, we want to know you. Let your spirit overwhelm us. Let your presence overtake our hearts.
Passive waiting. He's looking for the hunger. He's looking for the cries. He's looking for something coming out from the depths of our heart. Waiting is not passive. Waiting is not passive. He's looking for the groaning, that deep, deep groan that comes from the depth of our heart, that we're so hungry for him. So let's just cry out to him now as a church. God, we're hungry for you. We're hungry for you. We're not passive. We wait for you, God. We're hungry. Are you, Jesus? We need you on this earth now, God. Fill our people, God. Fill your church, Jesus. We need you, God. We need you, Jesus. We cry out to you, Holy Spirit, come. And we won't stop crying. We won't stop crying just because this is Pentecost Sunday. We will continue, and it will only grow. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. We won't stop. We won't stop. We won't stop. Come, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Hear our cries, O Lord. Hear our cries. We cry out to you today, Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, Lord. That we'd be people of your spirit. Psalm 51 says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Not cast us from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from us, Lord. Father, we repent individually and corporately for any of the areas where we've grieved your spirit, Lord. We want to be a people of your spirit, and we cry out. We cry out for the sake of our brothers and sisters and those far from you, Lord. That you would invite them into the kingdom and become people of your spirit, God. Pray right now that you guys can feel in your homes what we feel here in this house. That you'd feel a rushing wind in your home. That tongues of fire would come upon your children and your family members. That your homes would look like Pentecost. For those far from the Lord, that you'd cry out and you'd say, I want to encounter your spirit. I want to encounter the living God. You'd not wait passively, but you'd cry out during this whole service. You'd cry out long after this broadcast is done. And you'd wait on the Lord because he's faithful to fulfill his promises. And his spirit in you is what this is all about. God, we welcome your instruction. We welcome your voice. Take heed to what you hear today. We pray that everything you hear falls on good soil. May we be carriers of his kingdom and his presence.